Good morning. Welcome to When Heaven Speaks with Pastor Z, the podcast where we don't just hear noise from the world. We tune into the sound of heaven. Scripture reading this morning is coming from Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, the Passion Translation. And it says, beloved friends, what should be our proper response to God's marvelous mercies? To surrender yourselves to God, to be his sacred living sacrifices, and live in holiness, experiencing all that delights his heart. Let us pray. Father, today we give you permission to lead. We let go of our control, our way, our timing, and we surrender to your plan. Shape us, mold us, guide us. In Jesus' name, amen. This Monday, we're stepping into a topic called the power of surrender. And the power of surrender, three simple principles. One, surrender is a strength move. When we look at Luke chapter 22, verse 42, we find Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he prays this prayer, Father, if you are willing, take this cup of agony away from me. But no matter what, your will must be mine. King James Version says, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. In his most vulnerable moment, Jesus didn't assert his own desire. He surrendered. And that surrender led to the resurrection power. My brothers and sisters, you have not yet experienced the power of God until you surrender. Imagine this. There was a CEO who stepped down from a deal that could bring millions, but it compromised her integrity and her faith. She didn't just see immediate gain, but her surrender preserved her legacy, her reputation, her peace. Months later, a better opportunity arose that aligned with her values and blessed her family. In 2025, surrender looks like declining a toxic relationship. It looks like turning down a job that pulls you away from your purpose or obeying God, even when it does not make sense to others. True strength is choosing God's will over your own. Can I say that again? True strength is choosing God's will over your own. Can I call the roll for you today? When we look in the Bible, we find someone by the name of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Luke 1:38, when the angel of the Lord visited her, she said to the angel, when the angel said, hey, you're with child, she said, be it unto me according to your word. She surrendered her plans, her reputation, her comfort to carry the Savior, and her yes shifted history. Can you imagine what your yes is about to do? Your yes to God? And you'll know to the world. Let's call the roll. Abraham, Genesis 22, was willing to sacrifice his son Isaac, the son that God had promised. He surrendered what he loved most, trusting that God would provide. And God did just that. Let's call another witness. We got Esther. Esther in chapter 4, Esther 4:16. At a moment when which she could have ran away from destiny, she declared these words, if I perish, let me perish. She surrendered her safety and her position to intercede for her people and walked in bold obedience. Can I call a couple of more names? Let's look at Moses. Exodus chapters 3 and 4. Despite fear, despite insecurity. I'm speaking to someone today. Moses surrendered to God's call at the burning bush, and it led Israel out of Egypt. We got two more witnesses here. We got Noah, Genesis chapter 6. He surrendered his reputation and comfort to obey God's command, and he built an ark despite being ridiculed because they had never seen rain like that. Finally, we look at Sister Ruth. Ruth 1, verse 16. She surrendered her homeland, her culture, and her future plans to follow Naomi and stepped into God's greater plan. She said, "Your people will be my people and your God will be my God." My friends, my brothers, my sisters, surrender is a strength move. Not only is surrendering is a strength move, but number two, transformation starts with trust. When we read Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path." I like what the translation passage says. It says, "Trust in the Lord completely and do not rely on your own opinions. With all your heart, rely on him to guide you." So you see, my brothers, my sisters, to truly trust in God, it means more than believing he exists. It means actively learning of him, listening to him, and letting go of control. Yeah, we have control issues, especially when we don't understand what God is doing. Trust. What does this mean? Trust is a heart position. It's a heart posture, not just a head belief. So you can believe in God intellectually, but still rely on your own understanding. To truly trust is when your heart says, "Even if I don't get it, I know you've got me." Somebody need to find that peace today. Choosing peace when the bills are due, the job isn't stable, or the diagnosis is uncertain. Because you believe God is still your provider and healer, you said, "God, I trust you." Trust is also proven in the wait. It's easy to trust when things go smoothly, but trust is tested when heaven seems silent. Can you still obey when you don't have all the answers? Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 says, "You will keep us in perfect peace, all who trust in you, and all those whose thoughts are fixed on you." In 2025, my brothers and sisters, transformation starts within your surrendering. And it starts with you saying, "God, I don't understand. I just have to trust you." Whether it's trusting God through a financial crisis, through divorce, through career change, maybe you're going through emotional breakdown, healing begins where we trust God. So again, number one, surrendering is a strength move. Number two, transformation starts with trust. And number three, God has called us in this day to be a living altar. Well, Pastor Zach, what do you mean by that? Romans 12 and 1, surrender yourselves to God to be his sacred living sacrifices. You see, my brothers and sisters, to be a living altar means that your entire life becomes a place of worship. Your entire life becomes a place that you're surrendered and communion with God, where his presence dwells and his will is done daily through you. Altars were placed in the day where places were in which divine encounters happen. When you live as a spiritual altar, your life carries God's presence and others can encounter him through your words, through your love, through your peace, and through your choices. My prayer today that you become that living altar. See, that living altar don't just host God's presence, but it also obedience. There's obedience in worship. Obedience is worship. Because a living altar means obedience becomes your offering daily to God. You don't need a physical temple. Your everyday life is where worship begins to happen. Whether it's serving your family, forgiving someone who wronged you, or walking by faith, it's all worship when done for God. I conclude with saying in 2025, a living altar may not be a church platform. It's consistency in private. It's your daily yes to God in traffic, in your workplace, and how you respond to your spouse or how you steward your influence. It's not just about a moment. It's about a movement of surrendering. My challenge to you, take one area of your life today your time, your thoughts, your trust, and lay it on the altar. Write it down, name it, surrender it. Then say these words out loud. I surrender, not because I'm weak, but because God is stronger. Post this, share it, speak it out, but most importantly, live it out. Let us pray. Father, we surrender fully and freely, not out of fear, but out of faith. We lay ourselves on the altar, not to die, but to live completely for you. Renew our minds, transform our hearts, and give us the wisdom to trust you when the way is unclear. Remind us daily that surrender is not a loss, but a lunch to purpose. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is When Heaven Speaks. Start your week in surrender, because the safest place is in His will. See you tomorrow at 5 a.m. When Heaven Speaks. God bless.